Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to 2016. Happy New Year from all of us here at Garden America. I'm Brian Main. We are back on the air live. Hope you've had a good vacation or a good holiday season so far, along with John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa from BizTalk Radio. Good morning. Thank you so much. 1-866-606-TALK. 1-866-606-8255. Phones are open. Phone lines are open, I should say. As we try to get organized here, last weekend was one of what we call the best of repeat shows. Hope you enjoyed that. If you missed something, you got a chance to hear it again. Or if you did hear it the first time, you heard it twice. Hello, John.
Happy New Year.
Let me get your level up there. Say that again.
Happy New Year.
That sounds better. Okay.
All right.
Sharon, why don't you go ahead?
Happy New Year to
you. There you go. Very good. Okay.
What about testing? 1-2.
Testing 1-2. You know one thing you should never do, and you see people do this all the time?
What?
Is blow into the mic or tap it with their finger. Yeah, you've seen that. No, you don't. That's not good to do. Don't do that. It's a simple test will do.
Okay. All right.
So that is our New Year tip of the month.
It's going to be a great year, yes. A great gardening year. The best 2016 year ever.
Ever. The best of everything in 2016.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm really excited about, we got big news, Brian.
Yeah, and I think this is something you should explain, because not that it's difficult, but you've been working on something for a while here.
Right, and we've let people know we were working on it, but now it's officially up, ready to go. We're launching a new seed line, the Garden America seed line. And if you go to gardenamerica.com, and the speed bar right across the top, I hope I did it right, Sharon.
But I see the seeds.
If you click on seeds, hopefully it'll bring you to the right spot.
Oh, you're selling glass gem again, the ornamental popcorn that looks like...
We are selling glass gem corn.
Ooh.
You know, the motto of the Garden America Seed Company is seeds of yesterday, covering the heirlooms. And we're working with breeders putting out new things all the time. So the motto is seeds of yesterday and tomorrow. Today.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, that's...
I had to digest that. That's very good. Oh,
sounds like it has a good personality.
Well, you don't have to date the seeds, but certainly these are looking great.
So when you click on the speed bar, does it take you to the right place? Because I haven't tested it yet.
I did click under the seed bar, a seed bar, and it took me to...
Back to the home page?
This page that has ornamental popcorn glass gem.
Oh, that's
corn.
The home page. Okay, I need to change that.
Okay, but I sure like the kitty grass barley photo that you put in there. So cute.
That is cute.
Yes, yes.
But you know that glass gem corn, remember?
I think
now if you go to the Native Seed Search website to order that, I think you're limited to like 3 packages.
Oh, when I first ordered it was 1 package. So then I shared it with you and Tim Watt over at Plug
That's
Connection.
Right. But, you know, this is probably the most beautiful corn I've ever seen in my life.
It is.
I mean, just to grow it as an ornamental corn, it's really pretty. But the it can be used as a popcorn.
So I can use the popcorn popper that you gave me for Christmas.
You can, though, when you...
That's a great popcorn popper, by the way.
When you pop the heirloom popcorns, don't expect the same results you get with Orville Redenbacher.
You're going to have a few old maids in there?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot. And the kernels are going to be much smaller, too. But good flavors.
Okay.
Really
All
good
right.
flavors.
That is good to know. That's a good disclaimer. Yeah. Otherwise, hey, what's going on? What did I do wrong? And you've done nothing wrong. That's just the way it's going
to
pop.
Well, you really should go to GardenAmerica.com and look at the glass gem corn just because it's so beautiful. Then we're also offering, and we do have a limited amount of the glass gem corn. We should let people know that because we may run out. But we also have the double red corn.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, and the double, and I think if you click, there you go, Sharon. Now you're on the page.
Mm-hmm.
The double red corn is a sweet corn that's totally a purple-red color because it's loaded with anthocyanins, so extremely healthy for you. And it's 30% protein.
You say anticyanin or anto?
Antho.
Anthocyanin. I've never heard of that. What is that? It sounds like a supplement we should be taking.
Well, anthocyanins are the antioxidants that are in blueberries.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, that, we've talked about those because that's the same anthocyanins that are in tomatoes.
Okay.
You know, the indigo tomatoes?
Yes. Okay, good. So I'm my body's getting that.
All right. Well, so the bottom line is the seeds are now available for sale. Go ahead and place orders.
Beautiful.
We've had a lot of people ordering already, which surprised me because this is the first time we've been able to tell people they're there. So,
You know what? I like it when our listeners are anxious about things. Yeah, go ahead, Sharon.
Well, and also in certain parts of the United States, of course, the weather has not been the best in the world. We complain that it's been chilly, but our definition of chilly here in Southern California, I think, is a little bit different from people who live in the Northeast.
I like this weather. I like the fact that it's finally cold.
You know, Monday I've got to go to Baltimore to the MANTS, the Mid-Atlantic Nurserymen's Trade Show. And all last week, temperature in the 60s and 70s in Baltimore.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's
going to
be in the 30s.
Yeah,
the
it's going to finally,
Of course.
Yeah, reality's going to set in.
But you're going to be indoors most of the time, so it shouldn't be too
bad.
Yeah,
but I've got to walk from the hotel to the convention center.
Well, how long is the walk?
In 30 degrees, it's like a wind chill factor that makes the
Of course, remember your trip to Alaska in the dead of winter?
I do remember. I've been trying to put that one out of my mind.
Now, that was bad.
So what is it, a five-minute walk to the from the hotel to where you're going?
When you put in the wind chill factor,
it's a 15-minute walk.
If it's a quarter mile, it becomes 3 miles.
Okay. That's good for you, though. Get the blood circulating. Get some color in those cheeks.
We're going to be debuting our seed rack there, the Garden America seed rack, for retailers to put in their stores. So I've got to carry that from the hotel to the convention center in order to set it up.
What happened to your handler?
Make sure you've got gloves on, too.
You had handlers at one time. I remember the days when you would enter a room with 3 or 4 people. It was like Mike Tyson entering the boxing ring. I guess those days are over.
Don't have any more handlers.
Okay.
You know, getting back to the seeds, I also see that you have the Mexican sour gherkin.
Oh,
and
everybody loves that.
Those are mini. They look like mini watermelons.
They do.
And I grew some a couple of years ago, and then I harvested them and I pickled them. They were so good. Have you ever had them?
I've had them fresh. They're really good fresh.
And pickles, all you have to do is just add a little bit like any kind of vinegar. I happen to use Japanese vinegar because it tends to be a little bit more flavorful, I think. But, it was delicious. On a hot summer day, just slice those in half and have them.
They're also called mouse melons.
Mouse melons, cute, because they're of their diminutive size.
Diminutive size, yes.
Yes. Okay.
So lots of cool things. Some of the peas and the beans that are up there are really cool. So
You've got Buchalochia.
We do. You know what? That's the...
my doctor told me I had that one time.
They did. What was the recommended cure?
Lots of rest and vitamin C.
the Buchalochia does have vitamin C in it. That's also referred to as the ghost chili pepper.
Which is not very hot.
It's over a million Scoville units.
Right.
So you even have to be careful when you're handling the seeds of that pepper. But traditionally, and by traditionally, I guess I mean over the last 10 years, because ghost chilies haven't been around that long, you get really poor germination. And a lot of people complain about that. But we don't have to worry about that with these seeds because they're over 80% germination, which is extremely high for a Buchalochia ghost pepper. So go take a look and see what we've got.
Okay, we do have time as we go into the break because the quote's not very long this week. We're going to take a break after the quote, come back with our guest. So John, go right ahead.
Okay, this week's quote is from Alfred Lord Tennyson, Brian. And he said, "Hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering, it will be happier."
And again, that quote was from?
Alfred Lord Tennyson.
You bet it was, and still is, 60 minutes after the hour. It is break time, our first commercial break for the year 2016. Coming back with our guest, do stay with us here from BizTalk Radio. Happy New Year. From John Bagnasco, Chevron Asakawa, Brian Main at 1-866-606-8255. Follow us on Facebook as we step aside. We are coming right back.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you.
Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
It is 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for being right there. First show of the new year, 2016. Back with Sharon Nasukawa, John Begnasco, and Brian Main. And again, you can reach us. Phones are always open. Whether or not we have a guest on, we'll put you in line, get you as quickly as possible at 1-866-606-8255. Sharon?
Well, we have Craig LaHoulier on our show, and we've had him on before. I think you remember that he's the tomato advisor for Seed Savers Exchange and has trialed thousands of tomato varieties, as well as introduced about 100 varieties to the trade. That book was Epic Tomatoes, and it's such a great book. I don't know where Craig finds the time between the tomatoes and writing this wonderful book, Epic Tomatoes, but he's come out with another book, and it's called Growing Vegetables in Straw Bales, Easy Planting, Less Weeding, Early Harvest. Welcome to the show again, Craig.
Oh, thanks so much, Sharon and Brian and John, and Happy New Year to you all. This is a nice treat for me to be here on your first show.
Well, we couldn't think of a nicer guest to have on our program for the first of the year, actually January 2nd.
And didn't we have about 25 people turn us down for the first show? And we set up on track.
I think you're thinking of the second show. Oh. Yeah. But this first show, it's
obviously we're teasing. Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You got to start off the year with a joke or else, you know, or else we'll be sad all year. So, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, what is no joke is growing vegetables. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And tell us a little bit about how you became interested in the straw bale method of gardening.
Sure. Well, that's an easy one. After Epic Tomatoes came out, my publisher said, we'd really love to have a book in our portfolio on straw bales. So why don't you, I think they liked how the tomato book came out, and they said, give it a shot. And I said, great. But you can't write a book until you try the method. So I spent
a
couple of years giving it a good tryout, finding what some of the strengths and a few of the challenges are. And now it's a story basics book, meaning it didn't have to have a lot of heavy photography and time taken up with that. So I did the process, wrote up what I did, and it's just exciting to be able to share just another way to bring gardening to more and more people. And that's the point of it all, isn't it?
It is indeed, and that's what I was going to mention, is that your book is laid out very well. It's not a lengthy tome where people who are getting involved in this kind of method of gardening aren't going to be overwhelmed. And it gives you really just basic information on how to get started and the materials you're going to need and how to keep up your straw bale garden. I mean, it's great information and in a very concise form. So I think a lot of people would enjoy reading this book that you have. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of straw bale gardening. What is the concept?
So the concept to me is almost equivalent to a hydroponic technique where you're providing water and air in circulation above the ground, but instead of having to suspend plants or use some of the constraints of hydroponics, you're using the structure of the straw to provide vertical support. And the benefit of it is as the year goes down, the straw material is breaking down and essentially turning into its own compost. So as the season goes on and the sun shines on those bales, they're getting chewed up from the inside, which gives your plant roots really nice place to send their roots into. And when you think about it, those of us who really like to focus on heirlooms, one of our concerns is always disease, and is a particular variety that we're growing going to react badly to something in our soil, whereas starting with a straw bale is equivalent in a way to growing in a container where you're using virgin potting mix. There's no disease in there, and so if you have issues with the plants, they're not coming in from the roots. That means there's a bug with a dirty mouth chewing on your leaves, or some spore is getting blown in from elsewhere. But as you know, as gardeners, anything you can do to get off to a great start and prevent that uptake of diseases through the roots, gives you a better chance for success throughout a longer growing season. And I grew all 36 of our root dwarfs in bales last year, and they just two plants to a bale, and they absolutely flourished and gave me a really good idea of the potential of each of these 36 dwarf varieties, since they were sitting in such a nice place for their feet, shall we say.
Well, what a perfect method of planting those dwarf tomatoes.
Right, just two to a bale.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Uh-huh. You know, this year we're offering plants of two dwarfs. One is Tasmanian chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the other is, it's not one of the true dwarfs, but it is a dwarf-type tomato. It's Alan Capular's Geranium Kiss. Have you grown that one, by the way? I'm just curious.
Not yet, actually.
You know, it's one you really need to try. It's just amazing. It's one of the, what are they called, multifloras or hypertrust tomatoes.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, you know, one of our news items, I guess, is we had a really good year with our research and development team, and as of about a month ago, we've added 22 dwarfs. So those who are now confined to the containers or the bales or short of growing now have 60 varieties to choose from. And I was listening, of course, to you a little bit before I went on. You were talking about, I love your tagline, try a new variety, new methods. It was seeds of yesterday, tomorrow, today. And we really think of our dwarf varieties as a set of tomorrow's heirlooms, in that if they stand the test of time, those growing them in 50 to 100 years will say, oh, these are really great heirloom varieties. They've been around for 50 or 100 years. So that's exactly how this works.
You know what? We're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, Craig, we'll talk a little bit more about straw bale gardening and all things vegetables. So hold on, and we'll be back in a bit.
Any questions, do give us a call. Lines are open. Who's going to be the first caller of 2016? 1-866-606-8255. Again, that's 1-866-606-TALK, and it's toll-free. Love to hear from you. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments. As we're still in the holiday spirit, what the heck, having a good time here, approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Biz Talk Radio, John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main. As we step aside, coming right back, stay with us. More exciting fun.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now, 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, 35 minutes after the hour, back here on our first show of the new year, 2016, here, Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, at 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. Or email questions to John at GardenAmerica.com. Sharon?
We are talking to Craig LaHoulier, who has been on our show before, wrote Epic Tomatoes, knows about everything about tomatoes, I believe. But he's also come out with a new book called Growing Vegetables in Straw Bales, and I wanted to let our listeners know that this is really another option to gardening. And let's talk a little bit about what you think are the benefits of straw bale gardening versus gardening directly in ground in your garden or in containers even.
It provides, as we said before the break, an ability to start off essentially disease-free. You have the height of the bale, which is maybe a foot and a half off the ground, and if anyone has ever dreamed of pulling up a chair and picking bush beans rather than bending over, we love bush beans, and I often think that one of the things that makes our back hurt the most is when we go out there and kind of do the bend-over thing. So it brings the plants closer to you. It gives you a chance to actually really look at your plants and observe them. One of the reasons I love growing dwarf tomatoes and eggplant and peppers in bales is they're right up from about knee to eye height throughout the season. And you can move amongst the plants, and you can look for your bugs or check them out. Harvest is easy. They're nice and clean because they're not sitting on dirt. With any technique, such as containers and bales that are a little bit out of the ordinary for traditional gardening, I always suggest that gardeners try them on a smaller scale because there is a bit of a learning curve with any of these techniques. There's just some fundamental differences. And then just see how they do. And if it's something that really, really you resonate with and it works for you, just increase. I went from a dozen bales my first year to 36 of them last year. And I now have garlic growing over the winter in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the spent bales in my garden that lettuce and beets and other things. It is the perfect environment for planting a crop like garlic. It'll be out there all winter long. Come the spring, the scapes will pop, and then I'll be able to harvest beautiful, clean garlic out of them. So there is some flexibility and additional functionality that bales gives you.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. You said you planted your garlic in spent bales. Are these the bales that have kind of decomposed and disintegrated with age, and they're just kind of now laying flat on the soil, or are they still intact, but then you've reused them again for another different crop?
Yeah, it turns out that it depends what you plant in them. And for something that really sets deep, deep root systems and sucks a lot of nutrients out, like tomatoes and peppers, mm-hmm. you get a bit more of a collapse by the end of the year. Whereas if you have beets and lettuce and greens and something a little bit more shallow-rooted, maybe beans, they mm-hmm. will stay a little bit more intact. And if I look in my garden now, they're almost the height that they were. They're still oblong-shaped, but they're nice and soft. And so you nestle your little starter cloves in. And if, you know, if during the season and during the winter they break down a little more or squirrels get in there and dig, you just take some of that used, spent, beautiful composted matter and just cover up on the top and just hill up a little bit. And it's just, just a case of having a perfect environment for your little bulbs to expand in and form nice big groupings that you will be able to harvest in April or May here in Raleigh.
Well,
Sharon, I like the idea of being able to grow vegetables without much weeding. It seems to me this would eliminate
yes,
a lot of weeds.
That's very true. You do have a few guidelines, however, about what type of straw bales to look for, and should it be straw versus hay bales. There are
sure.
definite pluses to just sticking with straw bales rather than hay, correct?
Yeah, and it comes back to what I said early on, where there's actually initially very little nutrition in a wheat straw bale because it's mostly cellulose and it's providing that structure. They're almost like little straws that are all aligned the same way that help water to come in. What will happen in different types of grasses, which are more of a hay, they'll break down very, very quickly and lose their integrity. So quite have the maintenance. And then something like a pine straw, you've got a little bit of an issue with the acidity, of course, but more of the fact that pine straw bales are very water repellent and they break down very, very slowly. So you don't create that nice inwardly composting environment for your plants. And that's where I think going at it slowly and also scoping out the region, your region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas, straw bales can be quite expensive, and therefore you're looking at the cost effectiveness of that method. Here, they're $5 a bale. But if I think of each of a bale as the equivalent of essentially two 20-gallon containers, and I start calculating, well, what would it take to buy soilless potting
soil,
then think about the getting rid of the need to get the shovel out and dump and mix your potting mix and then fill your pots and move them about. You place your bales when they're nice and light because they haven't been watered yet. Once they're in place and you start watering them, treating them, as I state in the book, they get heavy, but it doesn't matter because they're there. So you're eliminating that step of the shoveling the materials into the containers and then sometimes lugging those about. It's what's wonderful about gardening is all of the different culture options for people. And to me, if gardeners are painters, you've got a palette of, the big dirt garden, a raised bed, container gardening, and now straw bales is just the fourth general type of technique that you can add to that palette. You can mix these elements in to make your gardens really fun and interesting and start comparing about how yields go in these different methods. And we all become kind of personal explorers to see what works best for us.
Well, I thank you for being one of the leading explorers so that you can give us some really great pointers and tips on various options of gardening, and now the straw bale gardening. And that's something that I've been wanting to try. However, like you mentioned in your book, these are not small kind of things you need to consider the weight and the heft of these bales. And so obviously I need to have a helper, so I'm going to have to call on my son, or maybe John will come over and help me unload these straw bales.
I could
for
because
me.
One of my New Year's resolutions to get back in
yes,
the gym.
Yes, that's right.
So
yeah.
Maybe
instead
after,
of going to the gym, you can come over.
No, no. I was going to say after 5 or 6 months of working out, I might be able to handle one of those.
Oh.
Hey, Sharon, aren't we going out to North Carolina next month?
We are indeed. So
I think we're going to be in the Raleigh-Durham era area.
Oh, an era.
The Raleigh-Durham era and the area.
So maybe we can get.
It is an era indeed, yes.
Yeah. Maybe we can meet you in person, Craig. I would love to be able to do that. For our listeners out there, where can they go to find more information, not only about your books? They could go to Amazon.com as well for that. But for all of the information that you have talked about,
sure.
I know that you've got a website that people can go to.
Yeah, I've actually, thanks to my daughter, who's really good at this sort of thing, I felt it was time to redo my website. And so it really is just www.craiglahoulier.com, which is completely redesigned, much easier to use, individual projects or notated events. And I'm trying so hard to get out to California to speak next year because I missed it last year. But it has... I'll be in Chicago, and I'll be in Seattle and Kansas City and all over the country this year, and people can find out where I'm going to be. But, yeah, and if you are in
okay.
North Carolina, you're going to be here right when I'm starting to start seeds. So,
all right,
you know,
Craig.
Shoot me an email and come and see how I do what I do.
We will indeed. Thanks again, Craig. Bye-bye now.
All righty. That said, it is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up. Want to hear from you, dedicated to you, our listeners. Open phones at 1-866-606-TALK. Give us a jingle. We're going to step aside, coming right back with you.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at davewilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at davewilson.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-3255 1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, final segment here on this Saturday morning, first Saturday of 2016, first show as well, at 51 minutes after the hour. Phone lines are open. If you call now, we guarantee to get you on at 1-866-606-8255 or John at GardenAmerica.com, and John is just chomping at the bit with even more information.
Well, you know, Sharon and I were talking during the break, and we said we should probably, since it's the beginning of the year, remind people that if you are interested in going on our trip to Garden Tour of Cuba
next fall,
so that'll be in November, I believe, either late October or early November, we'll be going to Cuba with either a pre- or post-trip to Fairchild Botanical Gardens in
Florida,
right in Miami, south of Miami, actually. And if you send me a note to john@gardenamerica.com, that just says you're interested in the information. When the itinerary's done, I'll make sure that you're the first to get it. We sold out really quickly on our spring tour to Italy, Switzerland, Monaco, and France, and felt kind of bad because a lot of people got put on a waiting list, and a few of those ended up making it, but a lot of people were left out. So if you do send john@america.com a note, I'll make sure that you get the itinerary as soon as it's available. I explained to Sharon it's taking a little while to put it together because putting a trip to Cuba,
it's a lot different.
It's not the same as organizing a tour anywhere else.
Yes, and Cuba is opening up for Americans just recently. So, it is a little bit more difficult. And you just can't go without any specific reason. That right now it has to be with a specific intent, a specialty group such as gardening,
right.
Horticulture.
Art.
Yes.
You know what I'm excited for you to see, Sharon, is I don't think you've ever seen Fairchild Tropical Gardens.
I have not, and you have always told me this is one place I really need to go to, so I'm very excited about that.
David Fairchild is one of my horticultural heroes.
Heroes, yes.
And I think I told you that I shared, we were working with a Hollywood producer at one time, Jim Stimson, And I recommended that he read that book. And he went out and got the book, and about 2 weeks later called me and said, I want to thank you so much for recommending that. That's the most important book I've ever read in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of surprised me. I was impressed by it, but I didn't think someone who wasn't in the gardening industry would be that impressed. But it really is impressive. There's some great stories. It takes you the way that it's almost written as a travelogue.
Mm.
And it takes you back to another era, and it describes life that we don't even think about it, you know, the way that people lived back then and how things occurred. I think I told you that he had made a trip overseas, and back then there were no planes, so everything had to be by ship. And that on the way back, they became friends, really close friends, with a couple who had a daughter. Well, those trips were, over a month long. And their daughter got pneumonia on the trip and died. And she was like 8 years old. And the way that they were describing this was that people expected things like that to happen, that a certain number of people would die on the ship. I mean, of course.
I mean, they take that into account, is what you're saying,
right,
before the ship sails.
They would plan for it, and they knew that sometimes things like that would happen. And we just never think of that happening.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that really touched me was when he describes Queen Liliuokalani of Hawaii coming to Washington, D.C., where he was head of the Department of Agriculture Imports. And the reason she was there was to ask the president to help her get her country back. And he describes her visiting his apartment and playing Hawaiian tunes on the piano and mentioning how for a time the cares of politics could be forgotten and they could just enjoy their time together.
Right.
So really, really interesting.
By the way, I
don't know if I said the name of that book. The name of that book is called The World Was My Garden. And obviously it's out of print, but if you go to, I don't know about Amazon, but I, for older books, always go to ABE Books, abebooks.com.
Is that where you found your old book from the 70s? Didn't think I remembered that, did you?
Houseplants.
Look at the look on his face.
Yeah, he's blushing
he's
a little
blushing.
Bit. Yeah.
Yes, it is an old book, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Houseplants of the 70s.
I don't know. But it was a book on houseplants. It's a spiral bound book, and it was really good, very well done.
Yeah, it also came in a paperback form.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're a paperback writer.
I wanted to mention briefly that a friend of ours, Joe O'Connell from Australian Native Plants Nursery, she has a pup that is the official greeter at her nursery. It's a cattle dog pup, really a cute pup.
His name's Wallaby.
Wallaby, right. Aptly named, anyways.
I'd like to have a Wallaby named pup.
Yes, you would. Anyways, Wallaby got in a car accident and on Christmas Day.
But the dog wasn't driving. We should make that clear.
Yes.
Hit, yes.
Yes, he was hit. And so
it's only 6 months old, right?
Yeah, and so adorable. But, you know, when you have a pet, it becomes part of the family.
Oh, of course.
And so the medical bills are really, really high. And it keeps climbing. But
really high, you mean $15,000.
Yes. Is the prognosis good, though, for the dog?
The prognosis is good, and he's beginning to walk again, but he's obviously going to have a lot of more time at the vet. So if you go to the GoFundMe page, or you can just go to Australian Native Plants website, that can link you over there if you want to help out, right. Normally,
nice
we
thing.
Don't do this, but,
right,
you
kind
know,
of a special
yes.
thing.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. That is going to do it for the first show of 2016. The good news is we're back tomorrow for two full hours at 1-866-606-TALK. Want to hear from you here at Biz Talk Radio, Garden America. It was a great 2015. Looking for bigger and better things, more exciting things in 2016. So be sure to go to our webpage, gardenamerica.com. Email John at GardenAmerica.com for questions and comments. For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, our director and studio coordinator, John Begnasco, myself, Ryan Main, and you, Sharon Asakawa. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, get growing, America. Take care, and thank you always for tuning in.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk.